This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. military has now admitted that it has 11,000 troops in Afghanistan, not 8,400, which had been the cap. In the wake of Tropical Storm Harvey, Texas senators who voted against aid for Hurricane Sandy relief in the Northeast are being held to account for false claims they did so because too much aid was unconnected to relief. Illinois became the 10th state, along with the District of Columbia, to enact automatic voter registration. The EEOC has sued Estee Lauder, the cosmetics company, accusing it of violation of federal law on how it awarded parental leave. A federal judge in Texas has suspended several pieces of legislation in that state that would have required local jurisdictions to do more to enforce federal immigration laws and not be sanctuary cities. Wells Fargo now says 3.5 million accounts were opened fraudulently by its employees rather than the 2.1 million accounts they'd earlier identified. There are now chemical explosions from plants in the Houston area where water and electrical systems are down that did power cooling to keep chemicals from combustion. Attention has now been drawn to EPA Chief Scott Pruitt's relaxation of rules for governing these chemicals. Trump administration has reversed a rule that would have required companies to report their workers' pay, sex, and race. Median hourly earnings indicate that Asian women earn 87% of what white men earn, white women 82%, black women 65%, and Hispanic women 58%. The Cluster Munition Coalition reports that nearly 1,000 people, mostly civilians, were killed by cluster bombs in Syria in the last year. Bombs have been internationally banned. International nuclear inspectors have found that Iran has complied with the nuclear deal in its first 2 years. New York City principal has been cleared of bizarre but ultimately unsubstantiated charges that she was recruiting her students to the Progressive Labor Party, a communist organization. In the last 2 years, the suburbs outgrew cities in two-thirds of America's largest metropolitan areas. 14 big cities lost population in 2015 and 16 compared to 2011 and 12, with Chicago hemorrhaging the most people. Suburbs in Charlotte, Orlando, Tampa, and Denver gained population. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.